are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Persistence is key when it comes to prayer. Sometimes the answer doesn't come right away, but that doesn't mean God isn't listening. Jesus taught us to be persistent in our prayers, illustrating that the act of repeatedly bringing our requests before God is not a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of faith. So let's dive into how persistence in prayer shapes our spiritual growth and strengthens our relationship with God. We are joined once again by my elder, Elder Jonathan Yamba, who's going to be helping us with this one. Elder, good morning. How are you?
Very fine. Good morning, Sissy.
I'm good. Thank you so much. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Living and loving God in the heavens most high, we bow low before your presence this morning in humble adoration of who you are to us and how great you have been. Father, when we look at our lives, we can trust your faithful hand in a lot of things in our lives. This morning, we just want to take a moment to praise you and worship you. We are privileged to listen to your word. Among the many voices that are running in this world, you have set apart this radio station that shares the waves, that propagate the love of God and remind us how you love us so much. This morning, as we engage in a discussion around persistence and prayer, Father, we plead for wisdom. We plead that, Lord, may our words and meditations find approval in your sight, that they will have impact in our lives to the glory, praise, and honor of your holy name. We do ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You know, we speak about all things persistence. It's going to be quite interesting. what does the Bible, you know, say about, you know, being persistent in prayer, and why is it so important? And it's quite interesting, Elder, if the Bible is going to say, based on your answer, tell us to be persistent, because I think as parents, we know when our children ask for something like a million times, we get irritated. Like, I heard you the first time, you know. But here we are saying, no. As we get irritated, but go to God and be persistent in your prayers. Aibo, you know. So is it saying we must be persistent? And why is it important? I mean, God knows.
Yeah, very interesting conversation. You know, prayer is not something that I think what we get from the Bible is that it's not something that we have to engage momentarily or just once and we go away. And like you have put it, there are benefits because it speaks to a deepened relationship. It speaks to us continuously trusting God. So persistence is just you trusting in God and just learning to wait upon Him. Mm-hmm. Remember, from a biblical point of view, Luke chapter 18, verse 1-8, there's a story there, and Jesus begins with a summary, and he says there that, we are reminded, he says, men ought to pray all the time. Then he speaks of a story of a woman that kept on asking from a wicked judge, for that matter. Mm-hmm. He ended up giving her what she was asking for. What Jesus was just trying to talk to us about is persisting in prayer.
Okay.
That means repeatedly trusting in Him. Even when He says, ask, knock, and seek in Matthew 7:7. You may not have to knock once. You know, in our human thoughts, we think, okay, when he says knock, you knock once and the door is open. But we know he's talking about effort, continuous effort. We need to remain in steadfast prayer, in other words. That's what he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 4. And when you go again to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, there it encourages us as we go continue to do good works, but he says we must be persistent in prayer. The same as what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
So here you can see that when we put into action what the Bible is encouraging us to do in persisting, the benefit are we are building our faith, our trust in God. And also we are aligning ourselves to the will of God. And sometimes it takes that we have to break certain barriers, certain bad habits. As we persist in prayer, it helps us to look deeper into our lives and see the relationship that we have with God, breaking some spiritual barriers, and we become better. And so just also teaching us to endure and remain waiting upon the Lord.
Yeah. How do we strike that balance then, you know, Elder, of us being persistent and also trusting in God that he knows, you know, what's best for us? Here I am, I'm looking for a particular job, you know, I've set my eyes on this job. But I'm forever asking God about, you know, God, this job, this one. But God is like, my daughter, if you go to that job, you will suffer. You know, you will even break my commandments. But I'm persistent on praying about that particular thing, you know. So how do we draw the balance of saying, yes, I'm persistent, but also I'm allowing God's will, you know, to take place in my life?
You know, from my personal experience, mm-hmm. I have learned that you don't need a relationship with God where, you know, he's like an ATM.
Okay.
When you say this, immediately it comes your way. You know, that is a very myopic relationship.
Yeah.
It's like a father. Anything that your child asks for, you can give them. Mm. We have been taught that God can say yes, no, and wait.
Mm.
But I think in all this, it speaks to, number one, the balance comes from the God you trust.
Mm.
If you trust God so much, you know that God means well for me. All things are working well in my favor. It may not happen in the exact way that you want it, but God will bring it. You know, persisting in prayer and growing, even when you are asking for something, Lord, you know, I need a better job. And you keep doing the right thing. You keep on the right track. Your relationship, you are doing, some things are beyond us. Remember like the story of Daniel chapter 10, where Daniel prayed and an answer is given. But the answer does not come at the time when Daniel is expecting. So there are certain things that are beyond us in the, you know, happening in the background. So the balance between persistence in prayer and trusting in God comes from, number one, be in a position where you can rest assured that God loves me and he is going to give me that which is best for me. And when you continue repeatedly asking, because you trust him and you will wait upon him. Look at Hannah, for example. She prayed continuously. She prayed continuously because it's like you are saying, the God I know, you, Lord, from the way I know you, what is a child that you cannot give me? So the trust you have in God will make you say, I am not going to leave and go anywhere else except you meet me at my point of need. So your faith deepens to a level where, like the song says, you stand where no man can stand alone.
Yes.
Because at that point, you are so much solely dependent upon the Lord. You have no plan B. What kills a lot of us to persist in prayer is we have plan B. And from praying about provision because our food store is empty, immediately I pick the phone and I'm calling you, Sissy, to lend me, to borrow me some money. What is the use of prayer then? I'm from praying about a situation, about a job. Immediately I rise, I start looking for connections and I can pay whatever it takes in order for me to get a job. And then tomorrow I come and stand and give a testimony that the Lord is faithful. So most of these, our testimonies, they are fake because we don't persist in prayer. We answer our own prayers and then want to make other people believe we waited upon the Lord.
I love that, you know, looking at, you know, I think we've touched a bit, you know, in terms of God answering our prayers. Yeah, I'm going to keep mentioning the jobs. I'm not looking for a job. I'm just making an example because
you're speaking for someone who's looking
you
for
know, because if I use a car, you know, it's going to be quite tricky.
Also, you need a car. We can still pray about it.
Well, it doesn't hurt having a new car. So, you know, here is someone, you know, elder, you know, they've been praying, right? Or maybe, yeah, I'm going to bring the example from yesterday, you know, from 1996, you know, they've been persistent, you know, praying about something and God did not answer them, right? And then now they want to pray for this particular job because they need it for their personal growth, for, you know, for the financial freedom a bit that comes, you know, with a new job, etc., all those benefits. But then now, you know, they're discouraged because of the fact that they've prayed for something over 20 years ago, you know, and God has not answered them. So how does such a person, you know, keep, stay motivated, in fact, to say that, yes, even though other prayers have been silent, you don't know whether it was a maybe or a no, but you don't know what the answer was, you know, but let me be persistent on this one. Hopefully or prayerfully, God will answer this one. How do we stay motivated?
Well, to stay motivated, again, is just about how you're going to believe God will provide. Mm. There's a particular text that I like which speaks to this. I think it's Nehemiah. It must be Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9, if I'm not mistaken. There Nehemiah says, "We did two things. We prayed, and on one hand, we set God day and night." Now, persisting in prayer does not mean you now remain effortless. If I'm praying for a job, the job that I am currently holding, I must do it in such a way that like I report to God. Time held me. I'll give you a short testimony of my experience. I held a job where in the initial stages, I felt I was overqualified for it. And the pay that I was getting was so little. And I kept on praying, "Lord, you know I have a family. Lord, you know I have parents that are aging that I need to support. And you really know everything."
So,
but then we never stopped praying about it with my wife. We have just been praying. We would just pray and forget about it. Guess what? Many years later, in fact, I'll be honest, 3 years later, almost 4 years later, I get a call from someone at group level. And they call me and they say, "Jonathan, are you not interested in this? There's this vacancy that is coming." I'm like, "Wow, yes, I'm interested." But the short of it is that in weeks' time, I'm holding a position. Before that, there was my immediate boss calls me and he tells me, "Jonathan, I'm sending you an email tomorrow." I'm like, "Yeah, what is it?" He says, "I have been negotiating in the background your salary." While everybody in the company got this pay, I negotiated an additional 18%.
Sure.
Now, I'm being honest with you. It taught me a big lesson that you see. When Jesus said, "Your Father knows you need these things," what he meant is just remain faithful. Do the right thing. The job that you have, just continue doing the very best. It will be somebody very far who will notice. The person who called me about that job here is seated in Kenya at Africa level. But they call me for something that God knows I need. Now, the point I'm trying to just belabor is to stay motivated is, number one, keep praying about it. Keep mentioning it, because God has told us to pray without ceasing. We've got to continue presenting our petitions. In fact, I would recommend even get a journal, a prayer journal. Put the request there. January 1, 2025, put a request. "I am praying for a better job." "I am praying for a child." "I am praying for a..." Others have prayed for children for 10 years, 10 continuous years, 10 continuous years. Time fails me. I would have told you about our experience with our friends, prayed with them for 10 years until one day we went into the church and we prayed at 23. I heard a baby cry and I told them God has answered. There's a baby that we see, and it is a boy. About this same time next year, we'll have a son. And exactly, the Lord fulfilled his word. So,
hallelujah.
Persisting in prayer does not mean we sit idle. It means we have to be active. We occupy till our request comes. If we are, it is work, the little job that you have paying you lowly, do it faithfully, like unto God, while you pray. Sure. If you are praying for a marriage partner, how are you positioning yourself? If you have an attitude that is sulky, if you have a behavior that nobody would like for a wife, how is it that you are praying for a marriage? So continue preparing yourself and positioning yourself for the best spouse that life would ever present to someone. And you will see that while you are looking the other direction, your prayer will be answered and the Lord will give to you what he deems best, because after all, he's the one who knows the best timing for what we must get.
But then, Elder, you know, there's persistence and patience, you know. Can we put those two words in the same sentence, you know, in the sense that when we are persistent, doesn't that mean that we are impatient? Or us being persistent is actually helping us with being patient?
Very tricky, because what will cause you and me to be persistent, like you have said, it's because we seemingly are getting impatient that this thing is not happening. But if you look at it on the flip side, it is because we know God is faithful. And because we have at the back of our minds to say, no, his hand is not short to save, nor his ear deaf to save, but my sin separates me from God. So I've got to be in a place where I read somewhere a startling statement that, in fact, when we have aligned our will with the will of God, our desire almost becomes omnipotent. This is how you find Jesus says, you will pray that let this tree move from there, and the tree will move. Because we will request things that are in line with the will of God. So patience develops because we know who we are asking from. Impatience will be because we think he is powerless. He has gone to sleep. So impatience will mean we begin to doubt like yesterday. But when we have patience, when we have trust in God, like Elijah, when he was praying, he would say, go and check. Has it started? Is there a cloud? No, he gets back on his knees, praying. Go and check again. Go and check again. If it is checking seven times, even if it is going to take me 20 years, I will wait upon the Lord. Yeah. I will be patient because I know my God is going to answer. He is faithful. He will answer. So instead of impatience, we will be more patient with God. Resistance will bring patience because it speaks, it builds our faith, it builds our trust in God, and deepens our relationship with God. In an event that God says he is not going to do it, he will give us an answer. At least in patience, we can pray that if God does not show up, my grace is sufficient for you. And that way, we will be joyful that God has still come through for us, even though it is not according to what we desire.
So looking at, you know, with everything, we reference the Bible, right? The principles of our lives, etc. And someone will be like, I hear you guys, but who in the Bible can we say we can refer to, or we can study their story to see that, you know, they were persistent in prayers and they got answered, you know? Because I think with almost everything in life, we have a character that we can associate with in the Bible. So who is that person who was persistent, and at the end of the day, their prayers were answered?
Well, I think the first one we would pick up is Hannah, like I already referred.
Yeah,
she was, every day living in an environment where she was being ridiculed. But there it was. There it was. After praying and waiting upon the Lord opened her womb. So I think for me, Hannah presents a good example that never give up in prayer. You can also, like I said already about Elijah in prayer, praying seven times, and the Lord came through. You can also look at the prayer of Daniel, like I already alluded to it in chapter 10. Praying, he never stopped praying. And Jacob, wrestling, implying he is praying, I will not let go of you until you bless me. So they are examples in the Bible of people that have prayed, never gave up until it happened. Another one I like is the Shunammite woman.
Yes.
The Shunammite is my favorite because she prayed. She didn't even ask for a child. The child came as a blessing from God, from the man of God. He says, you have a child. When the child died, the servant Gehazi asks her, is it well with your son? She says, it is well. Hey. You can see how much composure she has. She has a funeral. She has left a dead child. And she's asked, is it well? She says, it is well. Is it well with your son? It is well. Is it well with your family? It is well. And the husband was asking her, it's not the Sabbath? No, is it the festival of the moon? Why are you going to see the man of God? Why are you going to church? It's not the Sabbath. She says, it is well. I am going. So you can see that God rewards our persistence through the life of a few of these that we have looked at. You can tell that God has revealed to us evidence that when we persist, we can have our answers to prayer. Like Paul also, I say about Paul having a thorn in the flesh, it could be a sickness, but because you persist continuously praying, God gives an answer to say, you will remain with that pain, but my grace will be sufficient to carry you through. So those characters, I think, depending on what our circumstances. From the Hannah situation, and we can learn from there.
And I love that. Also, just to touch on a bit there, Elder, as we wrap up, the story of Hannah there, that you know, she was so persistent. There were mockings, you know, they laughed at her. You know, there was all of these things, but because she knew what she was aiming for, and she knew, you know, that God answers all prayers, she stood, you know, her ground and was persistent. Because some of us, Elder, will be praying, you know, for that job, you know, and now when the whispers start, we have been told, you know, leave this, your God, it's not working, you know, why don't you try this, why don't you try that? And some fall into that trap of them trying to help God. There's a saying that God helps those who help themselves, you know, and then we're trying to help God. Now we're leaving everything else because there have been whispers. But when we study the story of Hannah, we are able to see that let them whisper, let them do whatever, but stay your focus and be persistent.
Amen. You put it very well. Isaiah 26, verse 3. God will do something for us while we persist in that situation.
Yes.
Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. He whose mind stays on thee because he trusted in thee. So when we trust in God, it may not make sense. People will laugh. In fact, at church, people laugh more than at the bar. They will mock more than the people who are expected to mock. They are more sympathetic. Whereas they laugh, it's more like, it's got to be like manure.
Yeah.
It must make us trust in God the more to say, one of these days, the Lord will come through.
Yeah.
And when the Lord turns again the captivity of Zion, we shall be like them that are dreaming. Because we'll go among the heathens and we'll say, the Lord has done great things. And those who don't believe, we'll tell them, look, God has come through for me. And from my experience, when God chooses to show up, he shows up.
Hey, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes. And people will be like, only have been God. And so it's good to persist. It's good to wait upon the Lord. And as we approach him without any, with unwavering faith, we expect that God will heal us and will transform us, will grow in faith, and will have great experience when he answers and gives us what we desire.
Oh, Elder, thank you so much. I'm going to ask, can you please pray for those who are losing hope in their persistent threat, for them to hold on?
Let us pray. Our loving God and our loving Father in heaven above, we come before you, Lord, because your word has assured us time without number, that those that come to you must believe that you are able to reward diligently those that ask of you. And so with this is the confidence that we have, that when we pray, you will hear us. And because you hear us, you answer us. Loving Father, a day to you is like a thousand. Mm. Your realm is different from ours. Down here, oh God, we go through pain, an excruciating pain, when waiting upon your word. Father, we want to pray this moment for some brother out there. Perhaps it's joblessness. Perhaps they are waiting on the applications they have dropped in many places. Father, you know, other people are saying, you is your God. If you are this prayerful and consistent with church, why hasn't your God come through for you? Loving God, there is a sister somewhere who is being mocked. She has been waiting upon you. She has kept herself pure and she's waiting upon you. And yet, Lord, all she has received are words of mockery, even sometimes from fellow Christians. Mm. I don't know, oh God, what somebody out there is going through. Maybe it is a chronic illness that is eating them up. Someone could have bills, oh God. They are praying. They have even been returning a faithful tithe, and yet their bills are high. Their income is low. Lord, we take this moment to present every situation in your capable hands, because, Lord, your word tells us you are able to do for us exceedingly, abundantly more than that which we ask or even ever imagine. Lord, we want to pray. Heal our faith and grant us peace and mercy in times when you allow that we must go through these situations. We pray, may you increase our faith. We pray that may you give us peace, that we will know to say our God is able. Like the Hebrew gentleman who say, even if he does not save us, it must be enough, oh God, for us to rest assured that you are our God. And even if, Lord, we went through this life without the blessings that we desperately need, you will still remain enthroned in our lives. Settle our minds to know that this world is not our home. And that, Lord, even if you didn't give us that car we want, that marriage we want, that job we want, you're still our God. Mm-hmm. Like Habakkuk said, even if the fig tree will not cast a fig, yet we will praise our God. Help us plant our feet on solid ground. Yep. Who is you, Christ, our Lord Jesus, that whatever the situations of this life, we will not lose hope, because there is coming a day when you will wipe away all tears. There is coming a day when the things we don't understand today, we will understand them in the by and by. Mm-hmm. Until then, Lord, walk close by us, yep, that we will not lose our faith. Thank you for this moment, yes, a faith-building moment. Bless us one more time, even as we continue following the programs on this radio. And bless the presenters and everybody that you've lined up to speak to us, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much for that prayer as well. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.